Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy Zinn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jimmy Zinn. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Fonseca scores. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians won, and the Athletics won. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Zinn moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zinn moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zinn scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rommel moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rommel scores. Haas moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Johnny Milges now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to second. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rommel moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Milges covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive towards short. Tavener can't make a play. That's a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Cochran scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0-for-1 in the game. Milges hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Miller bunts for a single. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Miller steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Averill is chasing the ball. Dykes rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Averill moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 10-3, Athletics. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavner hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter pinch hits for Johnny Milges. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-3 in the game. Jamison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Jamison reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.